How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Oh, it certainly is, and all hail the Australian cricket team on top at the moment. Third test at indoor, 8 for 106 India. See, I don't know what to make. Hello, Scott Sattler, by
you
the way.
You are red hot, you are.
I've always...
Both you and Matty Rogers whinged about the Queen's Australian cricket side last night, and here you are waxing lyrical about how great they are.
Daddy Vass, welcome to the studio. That's Cohen, our producer.
I've got to say,
Hello, boys.
Terrific pitch.
So what do you make? And I have said, I'm just going to ignore your stupid and uneducated comment then, because I have said all along, I've been very impressed with the Australian bowlers. Hasn't been, apart from Pat Cummins, just not bowling in that last test when we had him 7 for 50.
No, just listening to Mark Waugh, where he had just during the break, he was showing some footage of the pitch itself. There's a little bit of patch of green in the middle, but where the batter's line is, he's showing slow motion when the ball hits the pitch, the surface and the dust that comes up with it.
Yeah.
He said if they get 120 runs when India, they'll be going really well. He just says it's just not a test standard pitch, but we're not going to complain because at the moment at 8 for 106, the Indians, Australian Lyon and Kuhneman and Murphy have been outstanding.
Spinners causing India absolute headaches.
Mm.
All right, mate. Thanks for throwing that in there. I wasn't ready for him to talk.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. Shh. Just at the moment. Hey, just Matty Hayden caught it before the starter play. Said this is going to turn more than the first turn. I've gone, oh, God, this is going to be over in two days. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, SEN Track, SEN Fanatic and the SEN app. What do you think of the Aussies' performance and this pitch so far? 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 11 70. Sats, you are super excited. We are one more sleep away from the start of the NRL season.
We're playing golf tomorrow morning and I'm doing that.
I haven't told anyone at work.
I'm doing that because I just want to be able to get 4 or 5 hours of the day out of the way waiting for the game. Our bosses don't listen to the show. That's all right. Do you want to start again?
I've let this one slide. I've changed meetings
this
around.
This is a pre-record, so let's start again.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we are. But the thing is, tonight, you've just got to find some time to have a snooze because you'll be useless to us tomorrow.
I won't sleep tonight.
You have to.
I'll catch up on Mayor of Kingstown, Your Honour.
Mayor of Kingstown is probably the greatest show on television. What's wrong with these TV networks? They go, oh, that's a good show. No, we won't put that on because we're going to put Big Brother on. Like, seriously, why isn't that on a commercial network?
It's like The Shield. You ever watch The Shield?
No.
It is the best show.
Is it?
Alongside Banshee, I've seen.
Yeah, I've got to get into Banshee. Your Honor's a bit slow, I'm sorry. It's a bit slow.
Probably a little bit.
It's a...
too intelligent for you.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
I've got Daddy Vass. Cohen, welcome to the show, our producer. Jeez, our listeners love you as Daddy Vass. And if you're wondering why he's called Daddy Vass, that's his TikTok handle. All you need now is like a big clock around your neck.
I think all the stations now have...
had a mink coat.
Yeah.
...have caught on to this.
We have new listeners every day, mate, so don't educate us on how biz
works. What happens
works.
In the biz.
That's right. It's called Hook and Tease. Now, Daddy Vass, I need you to write some notes down because we've got an update on the feud between Scott Sattler and the North Queensland Cowboys Toddy Payton.
Yes,
we do. Oh, it's a stitch-up, is it?
So you're actually on the email today, but you probably just deleted it. It's Toddy Payton has agreed to finally come on our show and talk to us because for those who have just joined our show, Sats picked the Cowboys to come last year, and his good mate Todd Payton said, that's it, I'm never going on that show again. And that's the truth. He's now told us today that he will come on the show.
I told you this 2 days ago, but you didn't believe me.
No, anyway. I didn't. As long as you pay Pete Bedell the $100 you owe him.
Yeah.
So when are you going to pay that up?
Toddy Payton can get stuffed. Okay. He claims to be a great dancer. He's a crap dancer. Best dancer over 105 kilos. Toddy Payton We'll never hear Toddy Payton on this show again. I'm just saying I'm not paying my $100.
Can I just clear something?
Yeah.
Did you guys speak off air between when you said that last year and to this email that we received today?
Yeah, yeah. We've spoken a few times.
Okay.
Yeah.
By text, and you ran into him at Seabus, didn't you? Because the coach's box was next to our commentary box.
No, no. I ran into him in Townsville.
Oh, did you?
I went to some boxing.
At the Mad Cow?
No, I wish it was. I wish it was. Yeah, we won't be having him on the show. And I'm fine with that. We'll just go around him. We'll just continue to interview everyone around the club. Okay. So we'll marshal the troops.
Was it an awkward encounter, as the youngins say?
No.
Never. He wouldn't know. He's too ignorant.
Can I just tell
ignorant.
You, Toddy and the communications manager, Benny, okay, yeah, great yeah. guy. They're just playing woogie. Okay. They're playing woogie and he doesn't okay. see it.
So what we need to do, Daddy Vass, yep. make a note. Monday, can we get Pete Bedell on the show?
Right, yeah.
Or even tomorrow quickly. Well, actually, tomorrow, because we've got to try and work out how Sats makes this payment. Mm. If Sats refuses to pay Pete, who needs the coin, he's scratching around for every cent
yep.
he can find. Mm. We have to start a GoFundMe. And it's a GoFundMe to get Todd Payton onto Sports Day. And I'm serious, mate. I'm not letting your jerk comments ruin a relationship with possibly the greatest coach to ever coach in the NRL.
Yep.
And dance at 110 kilos.
Sats has got the cash.
Yeah.
I can pay it, but I'm just not going to because...
Should we ask Beck? Because she earns more money, your
wife.
She
does, actually.
Should we ask the miss-o?
Yeah.
The breadwinner.
Exactly. But yeah,
so you've got that? Pete Bedell tomorrow. Monday. No, I'll get him on tomorrow, actually.
Tomorrow, righto.
See if we can get him on tomorrow and we'll sort it out. We'll get the $100. We'll let Pete know about it. Maybe Pete will write a story, put some pressure on old squeaky bum over here, and we'll get the $100. You made the bet. Pay him.
No. I'm just doing it out of spite now.
Toddy Payton, we appreciate you trying to get back on the show, and that's an amazing effort. Got a great guest on the show today, the man, probably the only man to ever put Payne Haas on his backside.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Martin Tupu'u.
Yep.
Joining us, it's Martin
Formerly
Tapau.
Known as Martin Tapau, yeah.
He'll be joining us. Can I just say
he's one of the most intelligent front rowers I think I've ever spoken to be
yeah,
honest.
Well, the reason you say that is we spoke to him last year, but also you and Matty Rogers caught up with him yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear that chat. So he is very intelligent.
Mm.
And can I just say, very loving.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give much away.
I reckon he'd be a cuddler. You know, in rugby league.
What?
In rugby league, there's the people who you can't go anywhere near.
Mm.
They're just not affectionate at all after a try or something happens. Then you got the cuddlers, the ones that run in and cuddle. Then you got the butt slappers.
You would have been a butt slapper.
I was a butt slapper.
Yeah. You used to stick your bum out, didn't you? Just to see if you get a wayward hand.
I used to stick one of my cheeks out of the bottom of my footy shorts. But yeah, I was a butt slapper. Fletchy boy.
Bears
Brian
head.
Fletcher.
Yeah.
He was a don't come near me. He was like, everyone mill around me, but don't hug me. Joel Kane, our good mate. He was a hugger. Massive hugger.
By the way, Kuhneman's got 5 for. India 9 for 108. We will be batting shortly. And again, you've got to judge a pitch once both teams bat twice, right? That's the
judge
old saying.
Judge a pitch by its cover. Drives.
You're right. It was funny watching the cricket, the Savo. We actually should have had India 1 for none. You didn't see it, did you?
Yeah, Mitchell Starc.
First ball of the day, edged by Rohit Sharma. Through to Carey.
Yeah, but Carey was very nonchalant in his appeal.
He was. Starkey was exploding, wanting this.
Australia used to have this mindset that if there was half a chance, everyone around the ball just went up. Mm. It was sort of like they were trying to manipulate the officials.
Yeah.
But Carey was
trying to sweep out under the covers.
Yeah.
Joke. And so Carey actually had the say. Kerry actually had the say on whether they went to, with Smith, on whether they went to the third umpire, and they decided not to review. It was given not out, and the replay shows he clearly edged it. So, anyway, that's old news. Spinners are causing big headaches. As you know, Kuhneman has 5. Lyons snagged a couple. Murphy got Coley. LBW as well.
Plum.
So
now, Mark says the pitch is spinning sideways. Aussie's lucky to make 100. Well, the Indians... 9 for 108. They're going to be lucky to make 120. So,
I am on the phone. By the way, just before we get into more stuff, we've got that the leader of the Whack Pack,
Glenn,
on the phone. Now, he told us he's an ex-listener. Does he deserve to go on the air?
Because he absolutely does.
No, but why?
Because he's rude to him. We had a listener last night that texted us and said, Jason, not Woogie, stop hanging up on the listeners or you won't have anyone ring up.
Oh, who said that?
There was a text last night. So I want to talk to Glenn because he takes time out to listen to the show and also contact us. How are you, Glenn?
No, he told us he's an ex-listener.
Put him on.
Back listening, boys. How back listening. It's Wacky Wednesday.
So what's going on in your Wacky Wednesday?
I was waiting all afternoon for the limo to come and pick me up to take me over to 2HD so I could be on the show, but alas, didn't turn up.
What's your point?
So, a bit disappointed. Great that Daddy Vass answered the phone.
Yep.
And Sats.
Yep.
I can't wait for your maths update, mate, after watching it watching the
what
replay
about Dan?
Today.
No. I want to talk to you about, what about Dan? Hey, Glenn.
Oh, what a jerk.
What about Dan? He is.
Yep.
He goes for a run and to the gym for 6 hours.
No, he's
mate,
not.
Who's worse, mate? Him or that other clown?
Who, Harrison? No, Harrison's. I don't mind Harrison. He's playing the game. Everyone's falling for
him. All right.
Got to go. Thanks, Glenn. Mate, don't waste my time anymore.
Don't come in then.
Oh, geez.
We're fine without you, Woogie.
I know you are, and I'm fine not to be here. But
now,
we stop? What was that?
374 says, before you get Todd Payton on, my pick for the premiership in 2023 is the Cowboys. And Bondi Jack says, well done, Sats. The word is French. Touch, pronounced touche, not pronounced touch. I don't know what you're talking about. Ever heard of it? My Chooks tore the Cows apart. How do you think they can be in a grand final? Well, that's Matty Rogers thinks they'll make the grand final. And he said the Chooks tore them apart to nil by 30 at both venues. Picked apart their game plans and shut down Nanai and Drinky. Yeah, they're going to be a different team this year. The Cowboys, Bondi Jack, young players, a little bit more rugby league under their belts. Already, Jeremiah Nanai, after his first season, he will be phenomenal this year. Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, he was phenomenal last year. Just on that Australian cricket team too, I just want to finish off on that. For those who haven't seen the team, just getting in the car, heading home from work, this is the batting order, Head, Khawaja, Labuschagne, Smith, Hanscom. Green comes back in. Alex Carey, I can't believe he's still... He should be batting at 15. Stark, Lyon, and Murphy and Kuhneman. That's your batting lineup. I like it. I think it looks more balanced. And I like Head up the top of the order. I think that's where he plays his best.
That's where the Head usually is, at the top.
Oh, come on, mate. Seriously. What about that maths last night, quickly?
Want to talk about it.
So, no, well, I want to talk with someone who's you. I don't want to talk to Glenn about it. I can't stand him.
Can't say that.
Why can't I?
Because he's a listener.
Well, we can afford one less, can't we?
No,
we've got plenty.
No, we can't.
0457 736 736. Should we chop Glenn as a listener?
No.
Okay, you're saying no?
Oh, I know that there's going to be a few that will say no. The whole Whack Pack will just come down hard on you. We know that.
Seriously, I'm over this show. It's done. I sat at home last night because the wife and kids were at Harry Styles. I was sitting on the couch, not in my undies, but just in a pair of shorts with the cats.
Eating.
I had some strawberry sorbet.
Okay.
And some salt and vinegar chips just to wash down those 17 nuggets.
Yep.
I had for dinner last night, thanks to Macca's. But... yeah, mate, it's getting bad, Sats. I think we've got to stop watching that rubbish.
There's a guy in there called Cameron who is from the bush. He lives like 900 k's from any sort of
Northern Territory
urban part. Yeah, he is the spit out of Jimmy Goddard. You know, the former Origin hooker. He looks like his son Mitch. I swear to God, it's him. In another now,
Hugo looks like Jack, our former producer.
He does. Yeah. Now Sandy, who comes from the Indian culture. And
I feel for her.
Yeah, well, she's with Dan, who's just a jerk. But Sandy's saying she wants to sort of break tradition and...
I don't heap on her.
Doesn't want to be in a...
Arranged marriage.
An arranged marriage, but that's what maths is. It's an arranged marriage.
I've seen stuff online where that Dan's going off and meeting some other birds.
Really?
Yeah. So that's what he's doing.
What would be your, if you were one of the three?
He's in beast mode.
If you,
what a jerk.
If you're in one of, if you're one of the three, of the, what are they, counselors, psychologists?
Yeah. John Aiken.
What would be your advice to, Sandy, Dan's wife, if she came to you?
Sure. Run for the hills.
Go.
Just go.
Mm.
Go. Or maybe suggest he's better for you. Like at the table, swap partners. That would be a better maths.
So just a dish in the middle of the table. Everyone throws keys. Their room keys in.
Yep, and whoever you get is whoever you get.
Okay. Right, yeah.
I like that. 0457 736 736. Do you like my new idea for maths? Can we stop talking about it? Play SEN's NRL tipping to win over $14,000 worth of prizes, including a VIP grand final experience. Thanks to our great mates at Ream. Geez, that's good of them to put that prize up. Sign up now at nrltipping.sen.com.au. Are we doing tips tomorrow night?
No, don't do tips.
I think we have to.
Really?
I think we have to.
Oh,
but what sort of a twist?
Well, I always look at tips as just a way to fill a spot.
Well, you don't win. That's why I win.
Yeah, because you pick them on based on the mascot. Who'd win a fight on land? Who'd win a fight in knee-deep water?
Mate, we did all right in the...
Who'd win a jousting fight out of the mascots?
It's the only way to do it. The other thing is, remember the World Cup, the soccer? We picked on which country had the best food.
Yeah.
Portuguese. Oh, yeah, I love Nando's. That'll do. What else is there? Yeah, we've got to do it.
Okay.
Do we get a listener on board to help us out?
Okay, well, we're going to think of a different theme each week.
All right.
Okay, so based on...
So we have to dress up.
So our theme tomorrow, and we may change it between now and tomorrow night. Our theme on picking our winners tomorrow for tomorrow's round or this weekend's round will be which mascot would win. Okay, now let's ask the listeners. 0457 736 736. What should we base our tips on? The mascots win in a fight against each other on a,
you're right.
I don't know. Just I want
which mascot would be better on maths than Dan? I'm throwing
the mascots are going to go against each other.
Oh, yeah. Rightio.
So, like, if you said, you know, which mascot would win in a fight in knee deep water? Okay, and that's how you pick your winner.
Okay, gotcha.
Gotcha.
I'm seeing some support for Glenn here. Steve from Dubbo says, lay off Glenn Woogs. He'll be your boss one day.
Exactly.
And TB, listening through 2GF, g'day TB, says, Glenn stays, Woogie goes.
Exactly.
That's fair enough.
I'm with you, TB.
All right, it's break time. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. When we come back, the man formerly known as Marty Tapau, Marty Tuupu. That's right, I got it right, didn't I? Yeah, got it right. He joins us from the Broncos next here on Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.